The first thing I see when approaching Dmitry Rudis's house is a Stand with Ukraine sign displayed prominently in the window. When he greets me at the door, he's wearing a zip-up jacket adorned with Ukraine's electric blue and yellow. Underneath, his black t-shirt displays the nation's coat of arms. Although Rudis hasn't lived in Ukraine for more than two decades, it's easy to see how he feels about his home country.
It's your homeland. It's where you were born. It's something that you can never stop worrying about, no matter how far away you are or how long of a time that's passed. You still worry about it like it's your child.
While social media has enabled us to witness the atrocities of war with unmatched speed and accessibility, few of us know what it's like to have family on the front lines or to mourn the destruction of a childhood home. Rudis does. Originally from Kharkiv, Rudis says Ukraine's second largest city is one of the hardest hit by Russian forces. Hearing the news of Russia's invasion was personally devastating.
It was awful. I cried. We thought that it would de-escalate. On that evening, which was evening here and morning in Ukraine, that's when the first cruise missiles were starting to hit all the cities in Ukraine. It was very difficult to bear.
For many Ukrainians, February 24th will live in infamy. And as the conflict escalates, it's unclear when normalcy will return or what it will look like when it does. Rudis says his remaining family in Kharkiv is simply trying to survive.
Where my cousins live, my uncle and his son and his wife, that building just got hit with a missile. Their window on the ground floor was completely shattered. The missile hit two floors above them. That's how close they are to the consequences.
Rudis shows me a map of Ukraine on his iPad. The eastern areas are shaded in red, now controlled by Russia. Kharkiv has yet to fall, but Russia's shadow looms. As Rudis explains it, for the Ukrainian people, it's more than just their independence at stake. It's their identity.
Their existence, peoplehood, you know, their culture, their identity. The Russian government, through its spokespeople, have continuously denigrated the Ukrainian identity. And then this is where I showed you my grandparents' home in the country. This barbershop is maybe a 5-minute walk from where that cruise missile hit.
Rudis last visited Ukraine 4 years ago. He shows me photographs from the trip.
And there was subsequent damage all down the street. This place doesn't exist anymore. It just doesn't exist.
Rudis took his sign and flag and stood on Sitka's downtown roundabout shortly after the invasion began. While a few people spontaneously joined his demonstration, he says that many other Sitkins have offered less visible support.
People have been calling me, have been texting me, have been just catching me in the street, saying, expressing their support. I've never experienced this level of support from local community, from my colleagues at work, and from the global stage.
Rudis is leaning on that support as every day brings fresh images of destruction in his home country. For Rudis and other Ukrainians witnessing the war from afar, the distance does little to ease his suffering, and he doesn't see a silver lining. It's already a catastrophe, he says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Tosh Kimmel.